There will be a vote. Which one do you think was on the list, number one, two, or three? So who thinks number one? Who thinks number one? One, 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 one? Just want to get a sense. One, two, three, four, five. Okay. Who thinks number two? Okay. Who thinks number three? All right. So most people think number two. Secondly, people think number three. And then least people think number one. So I'm going to make the people who pick number one feel good by saying that was the one I would have picked. But it was actually number two. All right. I think they're all beautiful, so I'm glad you got a chance to hear them all. All right. So we're moving our way down the list here. And next one is next one's coming in at number two on the QXR list, but number one in my heart, I think. This one by Richard Wagner. And the music of Tristan and Isolde was truly revolutionary when it first was composed back in 1859. Interesting thing about this particular opera, by the way, the story of the opera is a horrible love story. ill-fated lovers. Tristan ends up dying right in front of Isolde, and she sings this horrible lament, which we're about to hear. but it is also one of the most sublimely beautiful pieces of music that I've ever played. It was originally called the Transfiguration, the Verklärung, by Wagner. But here's an interesting little historical fact. Wagner wrote this in 1859. It didn't actually get staged until 1865, so 6 years. So what Wagner did in the meantime, he had all this music, and he was performing it around Europe, various excerpts with different orchestras. Franz Liszt heard this piece I'm about to play and said, oh, that would make a wonderful piece for the piano. And so he made this Verklärung piece, and he called it Liebestod, or Love Death. Wagner sort of called him to the carpet on this, and he said, well, that's really not the love death part of the opera. But Liszt said, sorry, dude, we've got pianists all over Europe playing my version. You haven't even staged your opera yet. I think we're going to go with Liebestod. So it's called Liebestod. So piano rules, by the way. Isolde discovers Tristan dead, and in the music, and what she, so this is a transcription of what she sings. Basically, she's remembering the good times. And let me just, I'm trying not to be crass here. She remembers the really good times. Twice. You'll hear it. So this is Liebestod from Tristan and Isolde by Wagner, transcribed by Franz Liszt.